Thomas Keller is one of those chefs people speak of with awe. His restaurant, The French Laundry, is a place people dream about going, all of which inspires a few to make the trek to the little town of Yountville in Napa Valley and spend hundreds of dollars to dine there. But down the street is Keller's homier eatery called Ad Hoc. It offers family-style meals, no choices, whatever they're putting on the table that night. We've traveled to Ad Hoc to sample recipes from Thomas Keller's new cookbook, Ad Hoc at Home.
You gotta get some water, coffee, tea?
That would be Chef Keller showing the way into the kitchen, where he's going to prepare us a meal.
Cooks always love to be in the kitchen. I can't go to somebody's house and not help in the kitchen. I don't care if it's chopping parsley or peeling onions or whatever. It's part of my nature. I want to be in the kitchen.
Ad Hoc celebrates the foods Thomas Keller would have eaten as a kid. For a man made famous for dishes that are more like high art, Keller appreciates the power of the humblest of flavors.
Take ketchup, for example. The benchmark for ketchup in America is really Heinz. I remember years ago when chefs thought that they wanted to make their own ketchups in their restaurants, and you had this all these different ketchups that you had in restaurants. Nobody really liked it. Everybody wanted to get a bottle of Heinz. It's because we grew up on those flavors. Peanut butter. I mean, Skippy to me is what peanut butter should taste like. I know that maybe naturally ground peanuts into peanut butter may be better for me, but the Skippy is really that flavor that I'm looking for. So we have to really kind of respect some of those flavor profiles that we're dealing with.
And one of his most beloved flavor profiles is found in the wedge salad made of iceberg lettuce. Okay, when Thomas Keller makes it, he's slicing into baby iceberg, drizzled with a fresh buttermilk dressing. Some might call it ranch. It's a concoction Keller manages to whip up in just a few moments.
Okay. This is the salad, the iceberg lettuce salad with a buttermilk dressing. We're going to put blue cheese on it. I'm sorry, Roquefort. So this is Roquefort, French blue cheese. We have our bacon lardons, and we have croutons here, which are made from brioche. And then, of course, our Italian or flat leaf parsley here that we're going to finish the garnish with.
Thomas Keller was raised in the 1960s by his working single mother. His father was a drill sergeant in the Marines. How did you eat as a kid?
I was the youngest of five boys. My parents were divorced when I was young. So basically, my older brothers cooked for me. And typically, they would eat as much as they wanted, whatever was left I got. So I really don't have any romantic, fond memories of, you know, sitting on my mother's knee or grandmother's knee stirring a pot of whatever. You know, mine was chili dogs and pizza and hamburgers and whatever my brothers felt like making.
Sounds like the worst possible preparation for becoming a chef, and a chef with a huge reputation.
Yeah. I think so. You know, my mother did run restaurants, and I was very fortunate to be able to go to those restaurants as a youngster and then ultimately work in them. And she had a very strong work ethic. She had an extraordinary attention to detail. And then I think I absorbed those qualities from her.
Big time. Celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain has described Thomas Keller's cooking as requiring a level of skill, diligence, and exactitude one would expect from a neurologist, which you see even in a simple recipe for chard, made with elegant leaves of rainbow chard. Keller's recipe calls for golden raisins steeped in white wine. He suggests a nice Sauvignon Blanc.
So we have our sauté pan here. We'll add some oil to it. And we want it to heat it up till it starts to shimmer, and just where we can see, you can just start to see the smoke coming off there now.
Oh,
see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah,
now we're
definitely
ready to go.
And that's the chard going into the pan.
Sounds are very important in the kitchen as well, the way things sound in the pan.
You're doing what I do at home, but you're obviously not afraid to throw on the raw chard on top of chard that's been cooking.
Then we're going to cook it all long enough, and it's all going to have the same texture anyway. Now, can you smell that? I mean, it's just a wonderful aroma. So.
And while the rainbow chard is sizzling away, Keller turns to the main course, caramelized sea scallops.
Scallops I like to cook about medium rare to medium. They get well done. They get really chewy and a little tough.
As he talks, he's spooning very hot oil over the scallops, occasionally pressing his fingers to the top, testing for the firmness that signals they're ready.
I mean, those they're done. We have a little bit of finishing salt here. This is a fleur de sel. We want to add a little fleur de sel because not only is it going to add to the flavor, but it's also a textural thing.
There's an interesting combination, just watching you now, between
having everything very precise, the ingredients in their little dishes and whatnot, but also looseness with the food. I mean, are these personality traits in a certain sense?
I think they're personality traits now, but I was probably afraid of food in the beginning. I think people are intimidated by food. They're afraid to touch it. They're afraid to work with it. You know, me, I've become a tactile person. I love the way food feels. I'm not afraid to stick my hand in the pot with the sauteing scallops at a very high temperature and turn one over and feel it. And believe me, I've been burnt. But you learn by not being afraid, by not being intimidated by the food, just getting in there and enjoying it. So we can go have lunch.
Great. Sitting together at the table, Chef Thomas Keller muses on the meaning of sharing a meal and explains why he began this new cookbook with a recipe titled Dinner for Dad.
The sweet thing at the very beginning of the cookbook is you cooked him what turned out to be his last meal.
Of course, it's one of those things that happens, and in retrospect, you feel blessed that happened. You know, he wanted to have dinner at my house on Sunday night. You know, he asked me to make dinner for him. Okay, what do you want to eat? Well, I want a barbecue chicken. So I want to have strawberry shortcake. Those were some of his favorite things. You know, I went to the store to get everything. It was late spring, so there was, you know, we started to see the first strawberries, although they may not have been the best. He wanted strawberry shortcake. I saw collard greens, you know, and they were just compelling. They were beautiful, you know, so I picked up the collard greens and some bacon, and, you know, we braised off the collard greens. He loves mashed potatoes, and it was wonderful sitting on the back porch of my house, you know, at the grill there, doing barbecue chicken, having a what really was a all-American dinner, if you will. So it was a really an emotional moment for me in retrospect, because it turned out to be his last meal, and to be able to be part of that and actually give him something that brought back great memories for him. Because when you think about it, he had had barbecue chicken with strawberry shortcake countless times in his life. And when we have food like that, we remember those times. It's a very emotional thing. It's an emotional connection to who you are. And at the end of the day, cooking is about nurturing. It's about nurturing your family. For me, it's about nurturing our guests, you know, nurturing your loved ones. I mean, that's what it's really about. It's about giving somebody something that not only nourishes their body, of course, but also nourishes their spirit.
Thomas Keller, lunching with us at his family-style restaurant in Napa Valley. His new cookbook is called Ad Hoc at Home. And you can try the recipes you just heard, plus a recipe for brownies. Get them at npr.org.